Memories are fun. Would you believe that? Memories are such fun that we hardly know how to handle them. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, having recently returned from Africa and Europe, where we had wonderful seminars and a great time. But enough of that silly, wonderful stuff that happened then. Now, let's look at memories are fun. Oh, memories are fun. That's what we were just doing. We were thinking about what we were doing on our journey and the wonderful experiences that we had and the super-duper people that we met. Memories are fun. When memories are not fun, what should you do with them?
Change them.
Dump them, change them, kill them, release them. Well, what should you do when memories are not fun?
Give them a nice...
You think new memories. You don't remember the old memories. You release them. You spend your time thinking about memories that are fun. Now, Ingeborg, did you ever have a memory that is fun?
Yes.
And was it the majority of your memories that are fun?
Of course.
Yes, excellent. I'm bouncing my head up and down, giving her the clue of what she should say, and she is just a very cooperative lady. Now, Sylvia, when you had all of your terrible memories, what did they remind you of?
Which terrible memories?
Oh, you are so cruel. You see, we don't need to remember terrible memories because they don't belong to us. And we say, which ones? Oh, are you meaning which among the many that you had? Or which of the none that you had?
Which of the none?
Well, then you wouldn't say which.
What would you say?
You would say, memories that were unhappy, I cannot remember any. Mm-hmm. But when you say which, you mean of the many, which one is it you're talking about? And that's not really what you meant, was it?
No.
Heavensly. Heavens to Betsy, you know. Yeah. And Ellen, you were telling me of a memory the other day, a memory of the time that you were badly hurt. And you were telling me that it was so terrible and it was so unhappy. Do you remember that?
I am peace.
I am peace. How about that? I am peace. She's learned that very well. That's a beautiful thing to say. Now, as a monk, Ellen, what kind of memories do you have of the Absolute Monastery?
Wonderful. Wonderful, uplifting, illuminating, spiritually illuminating, growing experience.
What kind of experiences would you have being a monk here in the Absolute Monastery if you went to another monastery?
Always being myself and having fun.
In other words, there would never be anything that would take place in a monastery that would cause you distress in any way?
That's right, because I'm the creator of my world.
Well, we can't get her down, can we? Now, Miss Dorothea, yes. Zimmerman?
Yes.
What kind of a monk are you?
I'm real busy keeping up with you people.
Wonderful.
Being monks.
Being a monk. Now, do you like being a monk?
Oh, well, of course, but am I there
and
yet?
you never thought of yourself being a monk,
no.
Even though you are. What sort of habit does a monk wear? The clothing of a monk.
Well, out here, none if they want to.
Or?
Whatever they are wearing.
Whatever pleases them, right?
Yeah.
Good attitudes.
Oh!
Great.
A monk wears good attitudes. Ingeborg, is that true? Are you a good attitude monk?
I have a good attitude about myself.
Wonderful. And Sylvia, do you have a good attitude about yourself?
Yes.
That's great. Ellen, do you have a good attitude about yourself?
This is my monk robe. I have a wonderful attitude.
And what's your name? Dorothea. Monk Dorothea, do you have a good attitude about yourself?
Haven't thought about it, but a great one, yes.
Yes. Thank you very much for the ad lib. Now, you see, when I play games with people, I give them clues on what I want them to say, and I expect them to say it. Now, otherwise, I'm going to get a new staff. You know, people who work with the MC. You know, the
announcers.
Yeah, that's an MC. But the people who work with the MC, Johnny Mercer and other people who had programs. Who? Here comes Johnny!
Yeah.
You know, and you can be sure that all his staff recognized what his desires and needs were and met them. And that's why they kept their jobs.
Yeah.
That's why he hired them. So now, I've hired you to fill in the gaps when we have these discussions on memories are fun as far as a monk goes, and as far as anybody goes. Why would anyone ever want to have a memory that is not fun? When they don't like themselves, when they feel sorry for themselves, when they want to lash back at the world. I love this statement here. You'll be sorry when I'm dead. And actually, everyone will be glad when they're dead, but they would never say it, because then they have this bummer out of their world. But remember, we created that bummer in our world. And so let's create that bummer as a friend, as a fun person, because memories are fun. And we want to remember that person who had a bit of a struggle there as being wonderful. Now, is a person all bad ever? I wouldn't answer that if I were you. Is a person all bad ever? A person is never bad at all. Not at all. All bad means that there's some little bit of them that are bad. I'm giving you these sort of leading statements here that lead you into trouble. So you have to be very cautious of me. I'm not a very nice person. I'll get you in trouble as quick as I can. Yeah. Oh, I'm a bad person, like the young people say, which means very good. You heard that, you know, didn't you? Okay, now, the memories that we have are fun, and the memories are joyous, and the memories should begin when?
Now.
And the memories should end?
Now.
And the memories should include?
Now.
And the memories should exclude?
No.
The memories should exclude nothing. Everything is included in our memories, and they're always good, and they're always beautiful, and they're always wonderful. But just remember, memories are fun. Mm-hmm. If you ever have a memory that's not fun, immediately say to that memory, get thee behind me, Satan. Get out of my world.
Peace.
Yes, I am peace. You know, Jesus had trouble with memories occasionally, and he would say, get thee behind me, Satan. You know, even Peter, his best buddy, you know, the guy who was supposed to be running the show when he was off on vacation. And he said to Peter, who was trying to pull his leg a little bit, get thee behind me, Peter. This is serious business. I like me. Don't go telling me that I've got problems. And this is what we all need to remember. The world does not tell us that we have problems, but we create the world telling us that we have problems. And the world is not going to miss us when we're dead, because we'll never be dead. And the world will not miss us while we're living, because we are universal. We are everywhere present. And we are doing everything in the now. There is no other time, space, or place than the here and the now. So think about that. Memories are fun, and we are having fun with our memories. I think you're all wonderful. I think, as far as monks go, you'd probably never pass the test to get into the Franciscan monastery or any of these other monasteries, but you sure pass the test to get into the Absolute Monastery. You be yourself and have fun, and that's all that matters. I love you. Have a great and wonderful day, and remember, I am peace.